We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainus, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalid. V'al kein kishenech rav ha-beis ha-mikdosh, v'nistalku moirei oyer, and based on what we've been learning till now, when the beis ha-mikdosh was destroyed and the moirei oyer left, gozru lehisanois arboat soimois, the rabbis decreed that we fast these four special fasts, ki achshov kishenistalku moirei oyer adechurb beis ha-mikdosh, because once these Mo'irei Oyer left, we lost them as a result of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, it's very difficult for a Jew to be able to eat properly, Bigdusha. Ki oz mizgabrin horaba yisoidois bigashmias, shein b'chinas Mo'irei Eish, kanam. Because when the Mo'irei Oyer aren't functioning properly, then the other side takes over, the Mo'irei Oish, which is the goof. That's the gashmiest aspect of the Arba Yisoidois. Me'achar shnestalka Moir Oyer, because the Moir Oyer have left. V'al kein tzrichin lehisanois Arba Tzoymois, kedei lahachmia ho Arba Yisoidois. This is why the Chachomim instituted that we fast four fasts in order to subdue the negative aspect of the Dalad Yisoidois. And then, by accomplishing, by fulfilling these four fasts, we can try to restore the Mo'irei Oyer, which are the Moichim, the Sechel. Because Rabbi Nizal tells us in Likutei Moran, based on the Zohar HaKodesh, that on a day that a person is eating, the order of how the food is processed in the body is that first it goes to the liver, then to the heart, then to the brain. On a day that a person doesn't eat, the chiyus of the body is in a reverse order. The moyach is in first place, then the lave, then the koved. That's what Rabbi Nosson Zal says here, that through a tainus, nizoin ha-moyach tchilo, the moyach is given first, umizgaber ha-moyach ha-laguf, and the moyach is controlling the guf. Ve'oz mizgaber b'chinas moirei oyer al b'chinas moirei eish, and then the moirei oyer take control over the moirei eish. Ki kishemeirin ha-moirei oyer, oz ein tzrichin lotzum, because when the moirei oyer are functioning properly, when they're shining properly, when the moichin are working properly, you don't need to fast. Because then our eating is plugged into the Mo'irei Oyer. It's a spiritual thing. It's a good thing. And through that kind of eating, we strengthen the Mo'irei Oyer. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Tzadik oichel l'soy v'nafshoy. The Tzadik eats to satisfy his soul, his nefesh. The achila strengthens the nefesh, not the guf. Because when a person is eating Bigdusha, the Moirei Oyer gets strengthened by it. As it says by Yohanan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, Hine Oiru Einai, my eyes are lit up brightly, I'm able to see very well, because I tasted a little bit of this honey. So we see that when there's achila digdusha, when a person is eating the right way, that strengthens and elevates the Mo'irei Oyer. Ukiyotze bozan, as there are other psukim like this. Avlachshov, shenechrav habeis hamikdosh, venestalku Mo'irei Oyer, tzrichen lehisanois arba tzoymois. But now that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, which means that the Mo'irei Oyer have left us, that's why we have to fast these four special fasts. Va'oz machmien ho'arba yisoidois al yidei ha'tainus. And by fasting, we subdue the negative aspects of the arba yisoidois, the gashmius, the negative, or the moireish aspect of the arba yisoidois, through the fasting. Va'oz yecholen lachzor v'lizkois l'b'chinas moireish m'chinas moichin k'ram. And then, after fasting like that, we're able to restore and be zeicha to the Mi'oirei Oyer again, which is Moichen, which is Seichel Digdusha. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues. Ki kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya b'smechosa. There's a famous Gemara that says, whoever mourns over the destruction of Yerushalayim is zeicha to see its joy. V'yalkein al yedei tainis shemesanin umesaplin al churban beis hamikdash. Therefore, through these special fast days, where we fast and we mourn the destruction of the beis hamikdash, ayidei ze zoichen lebechinas binyan beis hamikdash. Through that, we're zoiche v'roya b'simchosa. We're zoiche to see the binyan beis hamikdash. Dehainu shechoizrin v'zoichen lebechinas moirei or shem bechinas beis hamikdash. We're zoiche to restore the moirei or which are the beis hamikdash b'bechinas v'losum la'avelei tzioin pe'er tachas efer. As the pasuk says, Hashem says that for those who mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim, I will replace their ashes with pe'er, with beauty. Pe'er is tefillin. Pe'er chochovu shalecha. Pe'er means tefillin. Moichin digdusha, the four bottom of the tefillin, which represent the dalit moichin that we're speaking about here. Kemavur b'maimar hanal, as is explained in Torah Samazayin, that this halacha is based on. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, mo'oir einayim yisamach leiv. Al yedei mo'oir einayim, shubechinas mo'oir eoir, ayedei ze yisamach leiv. That what will bring the simcha, when that Gemara said, zoiche v'roya b'simchosa, what will that simcha be? It'll be the restoration of the mo'er einayim, of the mo'er eoir. That will bring the simcha. Ka'idei ze zoichem l'simcha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, sisu ito mosois kolam saplum oleho. Rejoice, be happy with her, with Yerushalayim, with the Beis Hamikdash, those who mourn over her. Shehem zoichem l'bechinas mo'er eoir. By going through the avelus, we're zoichem to the mo'er eoir. Shehem bechinas simcha kanal. V'alkein al kol tzoro sheloi tovoi goizrin tainis. This will also explain why in general, in Klal Yisrael, whenever there is any major problem, any major crisis, our rabbis decree a fast day. Ki kol hatzoros chas v'sholem boi mebechinas mo'ere yesh, shemehem kol hatzoros rachmanu litzlan kiyadua. Because all of our problems, all of our suffering comes from the left side, from the Sidra Achra, which is called Mo'ere Yesh, as is known. V'alkein miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdosh, ein yoyim she'ein kilolosay meruba mechaveroi, k'moy shamar azal. That's why the Gemara says, from the time that the beis hamikdosh was destroyed, there isn't a single day whose problems aren't worse than the day before. That doesn't have a stronger curse than the day before it, rachmanu litzlan. Ki miyoyim shechorav beis hamikdosh v'nistalku moiror v'nisgabru moireish rachmanu litzlan shemehem kol atzoros rachmanu litzlan. Because from the day that the beis hamikdosh was destroyed and the moire oir left and the moire eish have gotten stronger, which are the cause of all of our tzoros, all of our suffering. V'alkein misanin, that's why we fast. Shaydeze machnien moire eish kanal, because by fasting we showed earlier that subdues the Mo'ere Yesh, v'nizgabre Mo'ere Yor, and it strengthens the Mo'ere Yor, shem b'chinas ha-moichin kanal. V'alkein ikara tainas gozru al atziras k'shamim chashon. And this is why the main, one of the most outstanding reason for which our rabbis decree fast days is when there's no rain, when the rains are being withheld, chas v'shon. Ki ikara ha-gshamim nimshochim me'atzadik. Because the main bracha of rain comes from the tzaddik, shehu nohor yoytze me'eden kanal. As we explained earlier, the tzaddik is that river that flows from Eden. Shubachines moire yoyer. V'alkein kishenetzorim hagshomim chasashom. That's why when the rains are being withheld, tzrichin lehisanois harbe. We have to fast a lot. Kedei laharzir b'chines moire yoyer. In order to restore and return the moire yoyer, Shehem heoras hatzadik, which is the light of the tzadik, shemishom kol habrochois vahashpois, who is the source of all brocha and shefa, shem bechinas kshomim, which is reflected in rain, bechinas venohor yoitze lahashpois kanal, which is the remez in this posuk regarding this posuk, which refers to the tzadik and refers to him as this river flowing from Eden to water vahoyula arba roshim, and it extends out, it waters and it nurtures the four roshim, the four yesoidos, the four basic elements of creation. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude the third halacha in Hilchas Tainus.